This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Monday's edition. On Monday, we have cards from Hereford, Plumpton and action from Kempton on the Poly track. Racing Radio will have all of it covered from 1:20pm with Darren Owen, Sean Quinn and Paddy Aspel, your studio team. But to look ahead to the best of the action at Kempton, it's myself, Michael Wood and Mick Norton. Good afternoon, Mick. How are you?
Yes, good. Thanks, Michael.
And Mick, before we look into Monday's action, I think it's worth looking a look back at Saturday's action at Wetherby, where 16-1 shot to Irish Cavalier held off Menara and the favourite cue card to land the Charlie Hall Chaser. What was your assessment of the race?
I think it was just basically race fitness that won it. Irish Cavalier had a run. I know he didn't sort of look as though it was a winner waiting to happen, but he had got the run under his belt, and he's always showed plenty of ability in when he's tackled graded company. And I know Q-Card won it last year, but he didn't have the penalty that he had to carry this year, and it was a weaker renewal as well. I mean, we know Menora's very good first time up. He's run on really stoutly after getting outpaced at one point. What I was a bit surprised about was why Brennan decided to go for home so far out, and he was travelling far and away the best by a long, long way. He could have just sat there and just kept an eye on things and then gone when he had to. But instead he went when he thought he ought to, which he's not need to do that. And especially with it, they seemed very, very tired close home, didn't they? So the ground was probably just energy sapping. And they've pushed him out for the King George and all the rest of it. Well, just forget about that, because, you know, more circumspect ride and that under his belt. They've written him off before and he'll bounce back again. It was no disgrace whatsoever to finish close third in that with the penalty.
And in terms of Menara as well, that was one that particularly caught the eye.
Absolutely. He's always good early, isn't he? And defied his years, and he looks set to, as long as I can find the right races for him, just avoid the top sort of half a dozen, or, well, he's probably in the top half a dozen, but you know what I mean, if he just plays him right, he should have a good season, Menora.
He should indeed. Well, Mick, let's take a look at Monday's action. We're going to be previewing four races from the card at Kempton. The first of those is the 350. It's a Class 4 handicap over a mile, 9 runners in the field to choose from. In terms of this one, Mick, is there anything that particularly stands out for you?
Yeah, it's a good little contest, this. I'll go through them in race card order, and the joint top weight is Run to the Hills. George Peckham trained Steve Donohoe rides, and been a very consistent three-year-old. It was hard to blame the ground for his disappointing run at Ayr last time, because that's not like him at all, because he'd won on similar ground at Thurs the time before. So I think we'll just have to put it down to the fact maybe he travelled up to Ayr badly. It's a long old haul up there. And if that was a blip, he certainly got a good chance of getting back to winning ways here. And he's still comparatively lightly raised. So he's definitely on the shortlist to Run to the Hills. Dream of Summer, though, is going to get the vote. He posted a career best when winning a very competitive handicap over this course and distance 12 days ago. Stuck on really well, like an improving three-year-old, and that's what you want at this time of year. Although he's £6 higher, and Hornby's claim isn't sort of counting because he rode him last time. So he has got £6 more on his plate. He just seems suited by the surface, and the progressive form he's showing, he's hard to get away from. And the other one is Raven Ho, who makes a quick reappearance after finishing second at Chelmsford the other day. Runs off the same mark obviously. Still £6 higher than the last win. So nothing in hand of the handicapper per se. But if they let Andrew Mullen off on a soft lead on Ravenhoe, he could well nick this from the front. So the other jocks, Hornby and Donohoe, etc., will be having to keep a close eye on Ravenhoe and not give him too much rope, because he is capable of pouring it on from the front, and he could easily sort of nick it if they go to sleep. But all things being equal, in a sort of fairly run race, I'm expecting Dream of Summer to back up his course and distance win of 12 days ago.
So Dream of Summer, the one that gets mixed vote in the 350 at Kempton. Let's move on to the next race of our preview at Kempton. We're going on the 420. It's a Class 3 handicap over a mile. 9 runners once again in the field to choose from. What do you think is the best bet here, Mick?
Yeah, it's a good card, this Kempton, isn't it? We've got Class 3, it's Class 2. This is a Class 3. I'll go through them in race card order. Up in Lights is interesting. This daughter of Mac Fee is fresher than most of these does have two respectable course efforts to her name. Still £4 higher than the last win, but those last two runs have been in Class 2 company, and she is back down into Class 3 here, which is the class of her last win. I nearly made her the selection. I thought, well, she's going to get the vote here. Then I went a bit further down the card. Next one I stopped at was Roussean, who he's actually started favourite on 7 of his 9 starts. It was quite incredible. He's a 3 times winner, and he is back to the mark of his last win. And Jim Crowley is replacing Tom Queeley, who is staying with Up in Lights, which is probably understandable. Jim Crowley, a really good deputy for Queeley on Roussean, and he's very interesting indeed. But I'm going to go for a bit of value here, and that's the bottom one, Starboard, who is trained by David Simcock. He's got his horse in good nick at the moment, David Simcock. Starboard was blinker for the first time when finishing a close 5th of 11 in a course and distance handicap. Last time we saw him, 59 days ago. Just probably picked it up a bit too soon and then run petered out. The yard, as I say, are in good form. The cheap pieces are back on here. And Sophie Caloran's taking the ride, taking off the 5, replacing a £3 claimer who rode last time. So he's a couple of pounds better off. So that would technically make him £10 lower than his last win, Starboard. Just a bit of a flyer. But I'll take a chance on Starboard each way, with a nice each way shape to the race.
So Starboard, the one that catches the eye in the 420 at Kempton. Let's move on to the feature race of the day, the 450. It's a Class 2 handicap over 1 mile and 3 furlongs. 11 runners to choose from on the penultimate race on the card at Kempton. What do you like in this one, Mick?
Yeah, this is a good race, and it was very hard to sort of start and knock any of them out of this. I've ended up with 3. I hope I've got the right 3. Number 3 is Sam Missile, trained by James Fanshawe. Daniel Muscat, who usually rides, on board. He's got a good record here at Kempton, Sam Missile. Last win was in September, and a really good second in a handicap over this course and distance last time we saw him 40 days ago. The trainer is actually in better form now than he was then, and the fact that he goes well here at Kempton suggests if James can find the right races for him, because the Class 2 races do peter out a bit, he may well have a productive autumn. He ran well off this mark last time. Up into Class 2, I think he's well capable of that, and another big run looks assured. I'm going to give the vote, though, to 60's Groove. It was another one who's got good form here, and very consistent horse. His mark's risen from 63 to 91 in 2016. That's the level of his improvement. And that run at Newmarket after a break looks sure to have put him very competitive for this. And he finished very strongly up the hill at Newmarket that day. And we know he goes well here. I think 60's Groove is the one to be with. The other one I like is Rock Steady. Very consistent horse. Trained by Roger Charlton, the excellent George Baker in the saddle. The trouble is, he keeps edging up the handicap for his consistency. It could make him vulnerable here against some banging form rivals. Although, to his credit, every time the handicapper hits him with a raise, he gives it his best shot to defy it, but something just comes and nails him. Again, he looks a banker each way, Rock Steady. But for win purposes, I'm going to go with 60's Groove.
for the feature race on Monday at Kempton. The 450 60s groove is the selection for Mick. Let's look at the final race on the card. It's the 520 at Kempton. It's a 7 furlong handicap, a class 4 event with 11 runners in the field to choose from. What gets the vote here, Mick?
Yeah, this has a slightly more open look about it without too much recent eye-catching form to go on. I'll start with Badalini, who Alan Bailey's booked Josephine Gordon to ride. Now, this fellow's got two wins with marks in the 90s and another two off 86 and 87. He can race off 84 here with Joe Gordon taking off three. Suggests a well-handicapped horse. And he wasn't beaten far at all last time, 6-15 at Chelmsford 9 days ago, and he didn't get a clear run that day either. And this Alan Bailey small team are in good form. You know, he could well be the each way angle to this Badalini. I'm not going to give him the win vote because it's been a long time between drinks for him, but I'm sure he'll be on the premises. And that's an excellent jockey book in Josephine Gordon. Presumido is trained by Sam, and Dow Jim Crowley is back on board, which is probably significant. He's a winning rider. One of Jim's, I think, he's won twice on Presumido. Certainly won on him. I think it's twice. And he also goes well here. And that wasn't a bad effort 12 days ago. And should be sharper for that under his belt. So Presumido won't be that far away either. But I'm going to take a chance on the bottom one, Carolina, the filly trained by Charlie Fellows, Stephen Donoghue in the saddle. She's back in her proper grade, this filly. This is her grade, Carolina. She tried listed company, found that too hot. And she's back in her proper grade, and she's won on Polytrack as well. So the big class dropper, Carolina, is going to get the vote for me. And, yeah, but it's, again, this is the most difficult race of the four to get a real angle on. But I'll take a chance on her appreciating this. The dropping class.
So Carolina, the one that gets the vote from Mick in the final race on the card at Kempton, the 5:20. Well, Mick, can you just recap your selections for the best of the action at Kempton, please?
Yeah, let's see if we can find a few winners among this lot. In the 3:50 at Kempton, Dream of Summer to back up his course and distance win of 12 days ago. In the 4:20, Starboard, the blinkers that were sparked that bit of a return to form last time, but dispensed with, and the cheap pieces are back on, which are very interesting. But he's the each way selection in that 4:20. In the 4:50, I like the progressive 60s groove, as Mark's shot up from 63 to 91, and he may not have done improving yet. And in the 5:20, a very trappy race to get an angle on, I'm going to take a chance on the class dropping Carolina, who tackled listed company last time, and she gets in here off 76.
Our thanks to Mick Norton for his thoughts on Monday's action at Kempton, and remember to tune into Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. for live racing commentary, results and tips for Monday's action. As always, Mick, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Michael.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.